I believe it is, off the top of my head, yes. I'm going to start off with a call to come, all ye faithful. So we're going to go ahead and begin this evening with a word of prayer, and we'll look forward to, hopefully everybody's able to find a seat. If we need to, we can add some chairs in the back. I scrunched you in so that as we sing, we can hear each other. So I know it's a little crammed in here, but this is good, and it's good for us here. So we'll go ahead and begin with a word of prayer, and then we'll begin the music here. Dear Father, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for your goodness and kindness to us that we celebrate in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, his life that he lived, the death that he died, and the triumph and victory. And Father, we acknowledge who you are through these stories. And Father, I pray that you might draw us closer to you. Hear our prayers as we cry out before your throne. Bless these musicians who are going to perform for your glory, that you would give them grace and empowerment to do their very best. And Lord, would you be honored and pleased in all that we do here this evening. We pray in Jesus' name. Special focus this year on the Christmas on the Bricks on angels, and not to my planning, but to the planning of the Lord, we have quite a few songs that are going to be played for us tonight for about angels. So I thought it's interesting to think about these wonderful truths that the angels are a demonstration of the great glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, that there is a supernatural realm beyond us that is in wonder and excitement to what God is doing in bringing salvation. And God did not bring salvation to the angels. Those who fell have no opportunity for redemption. But for us, we do. And so let's sing the first stanza of Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who say,
Turn to 199. We're going to sing a couple of stanzas while we intersperse them. I forgot to explain, if you happen to have, we have an intersperse between congregational singing and specials, and I encourage you to come up and be ready to play after you're done with, as we're singing the congregational. So the 199, probably one of the best Christmas carols, if I were to rate them in terms of wonderful titles, right behind maybe O Come Emmanuel. And this really calls upon a rich tapestry of who God is. So we're going to sing individual stanzas throughout the evening of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We'll sing the first. Look at the second stanza of 199. It says, Christ by highest heaven adored. Say, what is the keynote of the angels? You know, what are the angels constantly doing? They're singing praise and glory to God. And even now, they are glorifying Him. And so we are hearing that wonderful song, Angels We Have Heard on High, and yet the angels just keep on singing and praising glory to God. Let's sing the second of 199.
Christ, I
focuses on the message of peace that the angels bring. So if you look at 197, you'll see some of the words that are being said. Keep your spot in the 190s area, but turn over to 221. Part of us inspiration is to sing the good old songs, and then part of us inspiration is to sing some of the songs that we don't normally sing. And so we'll sprinkle in a few of those. Oh, hearken ye. We're going to sing the second stanza that highlights that aspect of peace.
Team.
You didn't know that we're going to have some real live angels singing here tonight, but appreciate that, ladies. Thank you so much. Let's do the last stanza of 199. We get to picture Jesus Christ as the Son, the S-U-N, Son, that he is the Son of Righteousness that's going to rise with healing in his wings. So see that wonderful picture of a sunrise, Jesus Christ's kingdom coming in, and the Bible talks about the path of the just gets brighter and brighter until the perfect day. We look forward to the day of the Lord when his righteousness will reign over this earth. 199. Hark mean? Listen, all right, good. What's herald mean? Messenger, yeah, they're a messenger angel. Listen to them, all right? That's what we're singing. So I just want to always make sure that I just say that for 20 years I probably sang these words and like they just all fell together, but I didn't quite realize the poetical nature of exactly what I was saying. So I'm very passionate that we understand with our mind what we're singing. So. Back to number 201, we heard played for us the first two stanzas. He is called the King of Angels in the first stanza, and it calls out for choirs of angels to sing in exaltation. But now it's calling for all of us, saying, we now join in the angels we greet thee. So let's sing 201, the third stanza. Responding to the Lord, we can't help but think of the shepherds who are responding to these angels and the message of salvation. About halfway through, and this is a good opportunity for us to hear the Christmas story. And I love to hear the collective reading of the scripture. And we did this one time back, and I really just, I don't know, it just feels like it is a neat way to pull all of us together and to hear the Word of God in each of our mouths as the body of Christ is something very beautiful. So we're going to start with Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. Who has verse 1, by the way? Oh, okay. Brother, that's great. So Brother Dan's going to start us off. If there's any pause, I'm going to try to follow along here, and I'll just help. I'll announce the verse, because maybe someone didn't recognize that was the verse right in front of you. So don't worry, that's not a problem. Don't expect you to have the whole chapter memorized, but if we need a little prompting, that's not a problem at all. So, Brother Dan, if you'd like to start us, and then just we'll go in succession.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
All the world should be taxed, everyone in his own city.
Joseph also went out of Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, and the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was an apostle of David.
Should be taxed.
Verse 13. I dropped it. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, amen. May God bless the reading of His Word. That is so encouraging. We're going to sing a song that focuses, and the next few songs are going to focus around the aspect of joy. So let's turn to 2:12. The shepherds, after they had seen these incredible things, they couldn't help but go tell people about what God had done for them. We're going to sing all three stanzas. So if you want to, let's go ahead and stretch our legs a little bit if you can. If you want to, don't have to, but we'll sing Go Tell It on the Mountain with a little upbeat here.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. 'Twas in a humble shanger that Jesus Christ was born. The God of all creation became a child that born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain accepted that Jesus Christ is born. He came to die for sinners, to take away our sin, that we may know salvation and be complete in Him. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Rejoice, rejoice, O come, Emmanuel. You may be seated. We're going to sneak in my favorite Christmas song, number 207. I can't skip any of the verses, so I'm going to make you sing it really fast, okay, so we can get through it. But it's an exciting song. Come we merrily on Christmas born. And there's a part in here that talks about Jesus' holding the serpent's chain. Oh, man, he's saying, come here, I'm going to lock you up, and you're going to be gone forever and ever. Oh, what a joyful thing this is to rejoice in. All right, let's sing number 207. Spit those words out.
Come we merrily on Christmas morn to the place where Christ was born. Kneel we reverently before his feet. Wise men, shepherd, there we meet. Hear we angels singing of his birth. Peace, goodwill to men upon the earth. Go we joyously the world to tell. Ring we merrily the Christmas bell. This is he whom the bards foretold. Bring him incense, myrrh, and gold. This the babe whom the psalmists sing. Crown him prophet, priest, and king. He will live a sinless life. He will die a sacrifice. He will rise and remove death's sting. Here with Christmas bell we ring. Ring the bell for the world to hear. Death and hell should hold no fear. This sweet babe in a manger bed hath the power to raise the dead. He hath keys to hell's domain. In his hand the serpent's chain. At his feet every knee shall bow, as the ox and the ass do now. Every bell in the world should ring, giving honor to our King. Bells of silver, bronze, and gold, bells of iron that ring out bold. Let them all with one accord peal out welcome to our Lord. Tell to sinners far and near, Jesus Christ, God's Son, is here.
transition from joy, we're going to transition toward the aspect of the babe himself and the quietness. And we begin to think about the reality of God in human flesh, holding a little baby and knowing that this is God. I'd like us to turn to number 217. This song compares the quietness of that evening and a baby sleeping with the aspect of how quietly God works in salvation. So we're going to sing the third and fourth of "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human heart the blessings of his help. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, listen to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. No near the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord
praise his holy name.
number 205. Infant holy means this infant is God. Infant lowly means this infant is man. And so we sing to this great contrast. Number 205.
Infant holy, infant lowly, for us God a cattle stall. Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift our winging, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe. Sleeping, shepherds keeping, vigil till the morning air. Saw the story, heard the glory, tidings of the gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the babe was born for.
honey, where did you put the baby? In the sink. They're like, whoa, that's not where a baby goes. Even worse than a sink, a manger. A place for animals to eat out of. We sang the first verse this morning as invitation. What child is this? Number 228. Let's sing the second and the third. Why does he lie in such mean estate? It means very lowly. And it tells us there, haste, haste, bring him lard. Not lard. All right, that's fat. Lard is praise. All right, so it's a very formalistic. Make sure you bring something to him. And just like the wise men brought incense, gold, and myrrh to demonstrate your allegiance to Christ. Sing the second.
Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This less is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, peasant king to own him, the King of Kings, salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, in whom shepherds guard and
coming to that silence, silent night, 2:19. We're going to have the children. You're in the kids choir or something like that, or the kids age group, about 12 and under. We'll have you guys sing the first stanza, and then we're going to all sing a cappella the third stanza. All right, children, you ready?
Thank you.
Our last song is a response. There always must be a response to truth. Turn to number 223. The song acknowledges that God left everything for us to come, and yet there was no room for him. And he comes as the living word, and yet he was put on Calvary. And yet it finishes with the call, "Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There's room in my heart for you. Do you receive him? Do you love him?" Let's sing the third stanza of number 223.
Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that should set thy people free. But with mocking scorn and with crown of thorn, they bore thee to Calvary. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room.
Doug Eden, would you mind just closing us with a word of prayer?